And Moshe says, we have to stay, so we're staying. Okay, Abayisai, yesterday we spoke by Riches, the two Nekudas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about preserving Malchus Beis David. Nekuda number one was that because Hashem promised David HaMelech Malchus Olam, so even after whatever Averis took place, one Shevet will be under his ruling. And the second reason is Laman Yushalayim Asher Bacharti, the Novi says. And we brought down from the Brisker Rav that Malchus, Beis David, and Yushalayim are all intertwined. And that's why we said in the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, V'chisei David Avdecho Mehegel Asaychotochen in the Bracha of Boinei Yushalayim. So we went on to explain, I'm going to try to take over where we left off yesterday, that by the Beis HaMikdash there's a special din that it has to be Lishma. And we brought the unbelievable Chiddush in the Malbim, and that's where we ended yesterday, that the Malbim says that the reason why David HaMelech was not able to build the Beis HaMikdash was because he was an Ish Milchama. And when it says that he had Domim L'Roiv Shafachto, therefore the Navi says, L'Yisiv Nebayis L'Shmi, you're not going to be able to build it L'Shma, because Beis HaMikdash has security. So now we're up to the next step. Why is Lishma so important by the Beis HaMikdash? Normally Chazal tell us, by most mitzvahs, Om Rav Yudom Arav, Lo'olam Yasek Odom Mitzvah Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. Even Shaloi Lishma. Also, Mitoch Shaloi Lishma Bo Lishma. Even if it's Shaloi Lishma, has a mile. Shaloi Lishma has a mile. That's normal. So Shaloi Lishma is not so bad. Not only that, here it's really a bigger problem. I'll explain to you why this is a bigger problem. There's two kinds of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which is a ma'aseh mitzvah, and then there's a hechsher mitzvah. Sometimes you have a mitzvah where the main point of the mitzvah is the outcome. I'm going to share with you a very choshev tshuva sarashba, which Reb Chaim Berlin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rav of Yerushalayim, said it over by the groundbreaking of the Shaarei Tzedek Hospital. He said over this Yisoy, this Tshuva Sarashpa. The Rashpa says that normally Shaloi Lishma is a chasar. Right? It's still a mitzvah. It's a chasar. It's not the best way to do a mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Tshuva, Derech Hanoshim, Amaratzim, Ketanim, they do the Oivet Shaloi Lishma. Shaloi Lishma is definitely considered a chasar. It's not doing the mitzvah fully. Not fully doing the mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah. By Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, the Rashba said, Amor Yudik HaChidosh. Shaloi Lishma is not poigim the mitzvah. Still, you still have a kiyum mitzvah. Completely. You still have the kiyum mitzvah completely. In fact, the Gemara says in Bava Basra and in other places in Shas, Sel azul tztoka bishvul sheyichya b'ni, hareza tzadikom. If you give tztoka and you have in mind you want to get a source from it, hareza tzadikom. Tzadikom? I can't hold back when I always say over Mordechai Banet's pshat, I love his pshat. But Mordechai Banet has a great pshat in that Gemara. Mordechai says, somebody gives Sel and Stoker, David Yosef, you remember Mordechai Banet, right? Mordechai. Sel azul and Stoker, Bishul Sheikhir Bini, Hareza Tzadik Gomer. If the Gemara would just say, Sel azul and Stoker, Bishul Sheikhir Bini, Hareza Tzadikomer, okay. The Gemara doesn't say, Hareza Tzadikomer. Hareza Tzadik Gomer. The Gemara is giving you such a hush of a title. But you're giving the Tzadikomer Shaloi Lishma. You could say, it's Tzadikomer, you yotze the mitzvah, it's okay, it's Peseder. So Mordechai Banet had a great chab. But Mordechai Banet said, if you look at the lashon of the Gemara, what does the Gemara say, O Yeshua? You don't remember from the Malach? Not so long ago, 14 years ago. You remember from the Malach? You think anybody remembers here from the Malach? The Gemara state, Ha'oimer sell azul at stock of Mishul Shechem. Doesn't say Hanoisin. It says Ha'oimer. Now you remember David Yosef, yeah? He says a great chap. He says there's two ways to give tzedakah. One way you give tzedakah to the Ara man, and you make him feel like he's an Ara man. The guy comes knocking on your door, only be Pesach. You make him feel. You give him a nice check. You write him out $100 check. But you make him feel like a shmigei. All right, Shane, I'll help you out. You need it, what can I do? It's a rahmanis. You have $100. Right? That's one way. The other way to help an oni is the pshat is you make him feel he's doing you a tov. You make the oni feel like, ah, you're giving mezaka me to give tzedakah. Shkoyach. Thanks for coming. That's a very hard madrega to reach, especially if you think the guy coming is not 100% elch. Then it's really hard to do that. That's a whole new madrega. Zokter Mordechai Banet. Ha'oimar sell azul at stoker. Bishul Sheikhi Bini. He gives it stoker. He's giving it l'shem Shemayim. He wants to help the guy. But he tells the Oni, Ha'oimar. Bishul Sheikhi Bini. You're doing me a favor. By me giving you stoker, I'm not doing you a favor. You're doing me a favor. Harei Zeh Tzadik Gomor. That's the highest madrega. Helping you all. What a pshat. You don't mean it that way. You're giving because you want to give. But the Rashba says that Beinonu L'Chaveiro, the main thing the Torah wants is the outcome. The Torah wants the outcome. That means the Torah wants that that person should be helped. So you're doing it Lishma, you're not doing it Lishma. When you're shaking Lulav, you're shaking Lulav Shalai Lishma, it's really missing in the mitzvah. Because the Torah wanted that you should do this act. If you're not doing it Bishleimus, but when the Torah wants a Torah, the Torah wants an outcome. So then the Iker's outcome should happen. The fact that you're doing Shalai Lishma, the Rashbi even encourages that you should make appeals publicly to put pressure on people. If a guy's giving $10,000, he should announce it. I'm giving $10,000. Why? Now it's guy. Make the guy next to you feel. He also wants to give $10,000. He wants to also have his name called out. It's choshev to have your name called out. $10,000, right? You feel better about yourself. So the Rashba says, mefalsam and oisei mitzvah for this reason. I, the guy's going to give it shalai lishma. Not so bad. Okay? The building of the Beis HaMikdash was mamish like that. The building of the Beis HaMikdash is not, the Maisa building is not the Iker is the outcome of the building. The Iker is that there should be a Beis HaMikdash. The building is it, and that's why many learn there's no Ptur of Mitzaseh Shazman Grama on woman. It's a whole tumah. I'm not going to go into it now. Why a woman chayef to build a Beis HaMikdash? Ain't boy in the Beis HaMikdash b'layla. Ain't boy in the Beis HaMikdash b'Shabbos v'yomt. If you don't build a Beis HaMikdash Shabbos or at night, why? Woman should be part of them. Mitzaseh Shazman Grama. So many explain that the building is not really the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Tzitzah. The Tzitzah is Bein B'yayim or Bein B'layla. The main thing is the outcome. So, it makes our question even stronger. Why is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam so makpid that the Beis HaMikdash has to be Lishma? More than other mitzvahs. Open up Parshas Truma, you see the same thing again. We're going to be learning Parshas Truma next week. What's the first words in the parsha? The Yikru? No. Li. The Yikru Li Truma. Zokt Rashi, what's Li? Lishmi. Lishma. Vaita Lishma. Lishma, Lishma, again Lishma. What's the big emphasis of Lishma? And if anything, like I'm telling you, by this kind of a mitzvah, it makes sense it should be less Negei Lishma. The main thing is the outcome. Get it done. Get it done. Pella. So I'll tell you over a beautiful Baal Shem Tov. This Baal Shem Tov will be Miyashiv. This question. Baal Shem Tov says, Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yiminecha. What does Hashem Tzilcha mean? Hashem is your shadow. It's your tail, like when you pick up your hand. You look on the ground, there's a shadow. Hashem Tzilcha. Says the Baal Shem, Hashem Tzilcha, when a person does a good deed in this world, the Rabbanu Shalom follows the same B'derech Shadam Moedid Eloi. Just like when you pick up your hand, the shadow is not going to fool you. If you go like this, the shadow is not going that way. The shadow will always, with precision, do what you're doing. Hashem Tzilch. The Eibishter does what you're doing. What do we build a Mishkan for? What do we build a Beis HaMikdash for? Tashuas HaShchina. To get the Shechina. To bring the Shechina to us. Zok the Baal Shem, that this mitzvah has to be done with the Shpitz Lishma. If you're mechaber to the Shechina will come to you. That's why the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that needed the highest level. Because the whole essence of the mitzvah is you want to bring the Shechina, Shetishra Shechina b'maisi adeichem. In order for you to have midi k'neged midi, you have to build it in that way. You have to build it with having in mind the Shechina. If you build it having in mind the Shechina, midi k'neged midi, the Shechina will come into your action. And that's why Lishma by the Beis HaMikdash is so mad. We spoke many times about the godless of David HaMelech. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what's David? David represents whatever matzav he was in life, Mizmor L'David. Remember we spoke about it. No matter what David HaMelech's matzav was, Mizmor L'David. B'bochim im ne'av sholom b'noi. Mizmor L'osof elikim bo goyim nachlosecha. David HaMelech, even when a tzara happened, he said a mizmor. He always saw the Yad Hashem. He always saw the Yad Hashem. So David symbolized always seeing the Yad Hashem. Memela, David HaMelech is the one that's needed. The midah of David HaMelech is what's needed in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David are mekushorim zeh bezeh. Because it's the yesod of Hashgacha Pratis that David HaMelech was mashrish. He built it into Klal Yisrael. And that could explain why David HaMelech and the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Lamand Yerushalayim Asher Bocharti, that's the connection here that the Novi is saying.